Okay, we're up to the Malach of Dosh. To begin this, there's a few different sections of this Malach, so we'll do one at a time. Dosh means threshing, and it's also called Mefarik. Mefarik is one of the toldas of Dosh. It means to take, they had the husk around the grain, and they separated the husk from the grain. Why isn't this Borer? Borer and Dosh are two completely different Malachas. Dosh is where you have two things connected, something edible and something not, and you want to take the edible thing and separate it from the unedible husk. Okay, this is a shaila, whether it's only where the husk is around and you're taking the other thing out from the inside, or what about where the husk is on the inside and you're taking the good part from the outside, like a pit from the inside of fruit, right, or a grape off a stalk. Some hold it, that's also dosh. But pashtus dosh is where the bad thing is on the outside, there's a husk, and you extract the edible thing or the thing you want from the husk. But borer is where the things already are separate most of the time, it doesn't have to be, and you're selecting. You're separating them completely. Over here, you're just detaching. You're not separating them that one is separate from the other. You're separating them physically, that they're not connected anymore, that they could be mixed together. Borer is where they're not mixed together anymore. And they don't have to be connected physically. They could be even just in a mixture. And you take them out of mixture. Here, you're not taking them out of mixture. They could be exactly the same thing they were before, exactly mixed in together. But they're not physically mixed anymore. You've separated them physically, but you haven't separated them from being mixed together. Borer is the opposite. You separate them from being mixed together, you don't necessarily have to separate them physically. Okay. And therefore, taking the outer skin, the outer peel or husk from a fruit or from anything, it has to be, this malacha only applies to gedulei karka and things that grow from the ground. However, what was considered growing from the ground in this malacha is very loose. Human beings, animals are also considered gedulei karka. Birds are considered gedulei karka because they live off the land. The only thing that's not gedulei karka is fish. Fish, there's no mefarik and no dosh by fish because they're not gedulei karka. Not from the Torah. Rabbinically there is. But from the Torah, the malacha only applies to things that grow from the ground or that get their nourishment from the ground. Okay. And therefore, according to many opinions, even mushrooms or whatever is included in this. Because if animals are included and they're considered things that grow from the ground, surely mushrooms, even though they don't actually grow from the ground, but they get their from the air, which is around the ground, whatever, they're also considered no less than animals.
Things that come from the ground that don't grow for nothing.
You do, whether it's really like metals and things like that, or earth itself, not clear. Not clear. Could be yes, could be no. Okay, now, the thing is like this. If, according to this, peeling most fruits then will be awesome. Right? However, the poskim make two conditions, and two different conditions, and according to whichever condition you hold, there'll be a difference in what kind of things you're allowed to peel and which kinds not. One difference is why you're allowed to peel most fruits and vegetables. Okay? The one condition is that we're only talking about threshing of the outer husk, which is not samud, not very, very tightly close to the fruit or the vegetable. Okay? And the reason being that when it's tight on the fruit or vegetable, it's not an outer husk, it's the peel that's like an apple peel or a banana peel or whatever. It's tight against the fruit, it's buckled to the fruit. So it's not considered like separating something inedible from something edible, it's the fruit itself. It's buckled to the fruit, and therefore you can take it off.
Walnut.
Right? One second. So what would be the difference? Peanuts. Peanuts are not tight around the thing, right? There's another possibility also, another svar. What's the difference? Only those things that are normally husked or shelled before, in other words, to store these things up. They never store them with the shells on. They always take off the shells and then store the things. But anything that's stored together with the shell, that's not called dosh. Disha is a process that now, in order to be able to store this thing, you want to get rid of all these husks. But the husks that you store the thing, nobody peels apples before they store them. they're stored with the peel. Right? So therefore, that's not disha. Disha is only something that normally you husk before you store. That's called disha. The things that you don't husk normally, then that's no problem. You know, those things are normally peeled in the house right before you eat them. So that's not called disha. What's enough to mean? It'd be a peanut. Peanuts are usually stored with the shell. They sell what's it called peanuts with the shells too. Even though they sell what's it called shelled peanuts, but that's not because they want to store them. That's because they want to ease you for you to eat. But the nicer, the what's it called peanuts are stored and sold with the shells on too. So according to the second reason, peanuts you'd be allowed to. According to the first reason, it's not samud. You can't say it's bottle. You can shake the peanut and hear the peanut inside. Now, another difference would be garlic. Garlic has two, layers, a skin on it, and then like a husk over that. So the skin, for sure, you can take off. But how about the outer husk? So if the idea is that it's some mood to the thing, it's not. It's around the second thing, right? So it's not the tight on the fruit that he's bottled, because it's not bottled to the fruit, it's bottled to the next layer of skin. But on the other hand, the idea is that it's always husked before it's stored. That's not true. Garlic is stored with the outer husk on too. So it seems to be that the accepted minig is to shell peanuts and to to husk garlic. Even though it's a place to be machmer, if somebody wants to be machmer, but the accepted halacha and the minig ha'olam is to be able to do it, to accept the second reason.
Anything you're eating for immediate consumption?
No, immediate consumption is not an issue when it comes to dosh. It's also even for immediate consumption, in most cases. Borer is a different story. Borer makes a difference if it's immediate consumption, but not dosh. Dosh, that's not a Tanai in dosh, in most cases, yeah?
What about garinim, a popular Friday night?
Right. Garinim is the same thing as all other kinds of nuts, and it's okay. But we'll get to borer, we'll speak about it, but just taking it out of the shell is okay. Taking off the thing is okay. Also okay.
Do they overlap a lot?
What, borer and dosh? Yeah. Not necessarily, because like we said, dosh is even if you don't make it not a mixture. And borer is only when you take it out of the mixture. And you make them separate. Not just separate them, but make them separate. They're not mixed anymore.
There's a difference between what they actually are as far as the process goes, but as far as for eating for immediate consumption, is there a difference in halacha?
Right. For disha, immediate consumption is not an issue.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it any okay. And for borer, immediate consumption is an issue. We'll wait till we get the
grape.
Right.
A bunch of grapes.
Right.
And I want to put it into a bowl.
Right. It's better to do it.
Bowl.
Right. Then you have two things. You have borer and disha pasis. Probably only borer. Right.
Seedless grapes. What? Seedless grapes.
Right.
And
so.
Borer and taking.
Right, you should do it for immediate consumption.
That's okay.
Yeah. As long as you take the grape away from the thing and not the stem away from the grape. You pull on the grape and not on the stem. So you're separating the good from the bad. That's borers, not dosh.
So peeling an egg would be enough to make
a peeling an egg is considered gedulei karka because it comes from an animal. And now peeling an egg, l'chora the shell is bottled to the egg. No.
No.
Why not?
You're not
going
to eat it that way.
What?
I mean, how do you ever think of
it? No, it's samud, right. So it doesn't have any chashivas of its own. It's considered bottle. It's just like any other thing that's not edible, it's
like
bottle.
It's going to be edible.
No.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. No, that's what we're saying. But the husk, if it's not samud, is a problem. But an egg, it's samud. It's right next to the food, to the food.
There's also another membrane in which
but that membrane comes off automatically with the egg. You can't peel it and have them take off the other membrane.
Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time it comes off with the thing, especially when it's cooked. Okay. Another shaila is peas from an inedible pod. That's usur. You can't take peas out of a pod that's already dried because it has neither of those milas. Usually peas are potted, whatever it's called, before they are stored, and it's not samud. You can shake the thing. If it's an edible pod, In other words, you could eat the pod. Still, you know, sometimes the peas are in a, you know, an edible one. There, the minig ha'olam is yes to take it out, and bal nefesh yachmer. Right? If you should be want to be machmer, there's a place to be machmer. But if it's edible, it's not a problem, according to most opinions, and that's the minig ha'olam. If it's not edible, it's also to take out. Okay, now, when you do peel fruit, or vegetables, or whatever, you can do it even with a knife, but you can't do it with a peeler that is made specially for peeling. Something that's because that's uvde d'chol. It's considered a weekday kind of thing. So you have to do it with something that's not made specially for peeling. Another thing that's awesome is squeezing honey from the honeycomb. Is also asur on Shabbos, and even honey that comes out by itself on Shabbos, if it came out on Shabbos, you're not allowed, it's muktzah. Only honey that came out before Shabbos, right, you're allowed to use on Shabbos. What? It's not so much no, it's exera, because we're afraid that if you use that honey that came out on Shabbos, you may take out more. So it's not so much else no, that it's out exera.
A cucumber, which you could eat the peel, but you don't.
A cucumber, which you could eat the peel. No, that's like any other peel.
So
right. In other words, it's mutter for no matter what. The only time the inedible thing is with a pod or a husk that's not samud to the thing. But a peel, even if it's not edible, a banana peel is not edible. But you surely can peel a banana because it's not a husk. It's samud to the banana.
So
you can't shake the banana, and the banana will shake inside.
We're using a knife and not a peeler.
We shouldn't be using a peeler.
Oh, so you shouldn't be using a peeler. Shouldn't be using something that's made specifically for peeling. However, there are those that are matir. We'll get to that, because that has to do with borer more than this. Right? No, it has to do with this, because this doesn't apply. Dosh doesn't apply. So it's a shaila borer, and we get to borer. We'll speak about peeling things that a borer may apply. Yeah?
Do you say it makes a difference if the outer peel is edible or not edible, as far as...
Right. If the outer, not the outer peel. We're not talking about peeling now. Peeling fruits and vegetables, most fruits and vegetables, has nothing to do with threshing. That's with borer. We'll get to borer, we'll discuss it. The only thing this applies, things that have pods, husks, where it's not tight against the fruit or vegetable. They're inside, you can shake it and hear them move. Then it makes a difference between edible and not edible. Not edible, it's also edible, probably mutter. There's a chumrah even there not to do the edible one.